Wilbur yawned and went back to sleep. In his dreams, he heard again the voice saying, "I'll be a friend to you. Go to sleep. You'll see me in the morning." About half an hour before dawn, Wilbur woke and listened. The barn was still dark. The sheep lay motionless. Even the goose was quiet. Overhead, on the main floor, nothing stirred. The cows were resting. The horses dozed. Templeton had quit work and gone off somewhere on an errand. The only sound was a slight scraping noise from the rooftop, where the weather vane swung back and forth. Wilbur loved the barn when it was like this, calm and quiet, waiting for light